Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
To Carson and Kennedy. Carson and Kennedy. On Mix 104.1.
Again, call or text 617-931-1234. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. I forgot to tell you, Kennedy, one other thing that happened to me this weekend. You remember that big toe injury from my skimboarding adventures?
Sure.
As I'm prepping for the next Summer Olympics? Yeah, I lost that toenail over the weekend.
It happens. Typically when you bang a toe, you lose the toenail.
How's your toe look? Is it gnarly?
It's doing a little...
Nobody wants to see that.
Do you want to see
it? I want to see it.
Do you want to... Here you go, Dan.
Yeah.
Here it is. Can you see it?
Oh, that's not too bad.
It's not too bad. Although my son stepped on it 7 times over the weekend. I'm like, really? That toe? You couldn't step on the other toe? Let's see. I believe this is Jane from Norwood. Are you there, Jane?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. So do I understand this right that you spent the weekend raising some money for Kennedy?
What?
Well, so I had called last week to say that I was the manager in a primary care group for a large hospital system, and that I was going to take donations by allowing people to wear jeans, sneakers, and T-shirts on Tuesday in support of Kennedy. And then I went away to Florida venue shopping with my son and my daughter-in-law for the weekend. I came back to a email box filled with donations, and we totaled $235 that we'll be donating.
Let's go.
That's
thank
amazing.
Thank you all so much. That really means the world to me.
So it's a casual Tuesday for Kennedy tomorrow.
It is a casual Tuesday. It's a casual Tuesday in the practices as well, and everybody was so excited and happy to do it, and you know, I sent a lot of links that you guys had put out so they understand the program, and they were just so in awe and really couldn't wait to participate. So
thank you so much.
You know that you have us all behind you tomorrow, Kennedy, and you got this.
Ugh, I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
That is awesome.
Good
egg, thank
Jane.
You. Tomorrow is Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk. She's going to start in Wellesley very early in the morning and then hopefully make it to Brookline Village by the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And she's raising awareness for Hey Sam. This is a dedicated peer-to-peer texting service. It's for young people, 24 years of age and younger. Mm-hmm. It is run by young people. It is managed by young people. And it's part of the Samaritans program, which Kennedy is on the board for. So, and if you're a young person that wants to use it, you can text 439-726 for that. Again, 439-726 is that Hey Sam number. Let me see. What do I got here? Lost some people. B-side.
Yes.
Good morning, B-side.
Good morning, everybody. Hi.
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 What's going on?
Well, on my weekend, I hiked Mount Monadnock.
Okay.
Nice.
And, yeah, let me tell you, that was a journey. Mm. I'm training to hike the Grand Canyon in October, so Monadnock was one of the goals. And I am going to see my bucket list band tonight. I am going to see Journey.
Hooray!
That's going to be a show.
I'm very jealous.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I am just... I have an angel that is looking above me and was like, here you go. And after the couple of months I've had, I am just so excited.
I wonder where she got those tickets from. What angel?
Oh, who knows?
Huh.
I don't know.
Someone can't go because you got to walk 11 miles in the morning.
Oh, is it a redheaded angel?
Baby, I love you. I think you do such good work. You care for others so much. You do so much, and you're such a good friend of the show, and I couldn't be happier that you're going, that you're excited.
Oh, I love you just the same, and I will be with you tomorrow morning. walking right beside you on your shoulder in spirit. So
thank you, darling.
All right.
Bye, B-Side. Have a great time tonight. Again, if you want to donate to Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk, drop us a text here in the studio, 617-931-1234, and we can send you a link to do that. I have one more. I have one more person here, Kevin Kennedy. It's Kevin from Middleton.
Oh, yeah.
He called us on Friday about a lobster fest. Did you make it to the lobster fest?
I did. We drove up to Rockland, Maine. I guess everyone thought Maine was just for blueberries, but it's also for lobsters.
I had no idea Maine was for blueberries until right now, Kevin.
Oh, come on. Oh, I'll text you guys a great place to pick blueberries then. There were people wearing lobster hats. There were people coordinating in lobster clothes. There was a lobster parade that was an hour long.
Oh, wow. Well, they're slow.
And then there was the whole festival area that had, you could get a 1 pound lobsters, 2 lobsters, 3 lobsters, mussels. We saw a company that made pretzels that were shaped like lobsters.
Mm.
It was unbelievable.
How much was a lobster, just if you wanted to get like a 1 pound lobster?
So the 1 pound deal was $30, but it had lobsters, steamers, corn on the cob, coleslaw.
That is a deal.
If you got 3 of them, it was $81 or something like that. So you saved a little if you got the big thing. But it was very well attended. Yeah.
Do you work for the Maine Tourism Board?
No, but if you follow me, my wife and I do everything crazy there is ever to be done in this world. So
thanks for calling back. We appreciate it.
Hey, you guys have a great day.
You too.
I want to follow them on social media.
Kennedy. I know. Yes. I want to go to the ridiculous places. You know I love to go to ridiculous places.
Lobster news with Kevin.
He's already texted in, Kennedy. Blueberryhillfarm.us if you want to look up where to get them in Maine.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.